You know, when you're under a spiritual attack, your mind goes into overdrive, your spirit, you're like on guard and you're downloading new information. You're really focused on what's really happening and the games, the lies, the contradictions, you're just looking at the whole picture, you know. When something's not right, and you know it's not right, you know, you're in overdrive, you know. It doesn't matter if it's a coworker acting stupid, or a new relationship, or a new job, or a new environment, or whatever it is. A new person showing up on the scene, usually. And these people, if you think about it, our biggest battle, you might think, well, it's the weather, it's the seasons, it's the stuff breaking down. No, our biggest battle is somebody else trying to mess with your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your spirit. You know, somebody else trying to take away your free will. You're doing God's will, and somebody comes in and tries to take and say, do their will. But you already know they're going to lose, but just the fact that they're even trying, that kind of blows your mind. And the fact that they don't give up until they probably find somebody else to pick on. But it's hard to believe these people still exist, you know. Back in school, elementary school or junior high or high school, you know, you had bullies in school, right? And it's hard to believe they still exist out here in the world, you know. Or they think they exist. They really don't exist. They might be able to manipulate some people. The only people I think that they can manipulate long term, because when you start waking up to the game, that this person does not have your best interest, even if they say they do, and you know they don't by their action. When you start waking up to the game, and it don't take long, they have to start looking for somebody else. They're looking for a target that's ignorant, you know, that's gullible. Now, you can be kind and help people, you know, but they see it as a weakness if you're kind and you help people. And just remember that. If you're a kind person and helping people, somebody's going to try to take advantage of that. And then when you set the boundaries, it makes them mad. They don't ever want to talk to you again. Because they wasn't there. They were not there to be your friend. They were there to cross your boundaries, you know. It's kind of like going down the highway. If you go down the highway, you're in your lane, they're in their lane, and that's the rule, right? And so think of your will, emotions, intellect, your routine, your life is, you're going down your lane in the highway. They might be beside you, but they have their lane. And when they try to cross over the boundaries, it's going to cause a collision, right? And if you need to hold one in check, maybe say that about the highway. Say, you know, when you go down the highway, I have my lane that I go down, and you have your lane, and the boundaries are there for a reason, you know. And see what they say to that. Sometimes you have to show them with allegories and lessons that you see them and that there's a line of demarcation, you know, in a nice way. The narcissist is all about image, you know. And so when you're finally done, when you see what you're dealing with, they're going to try to reverse everything and make you look like the bad guy or the abuser or whatever, and they're the ones yelling and screaming and throwing fits and just getting mad and pushing and acting crazy. There's always a crack in the mask early on, but you kind of give, you know, you see one little red flag, kind of a small one, they catch themselves. Then you see another one. Then you see a third one, and you're saying, oh, okay. And then you see a fourth or fifth one, is you should have already left at the third one, you know. It's a crying shame. When the mask slips, when the mask slips in society, when the mask slips in the cult, in the church, in the relationship, in the in-laws or the outlaws, you know, the pattern that I've seen in this society is, if you look at the Bible, you know, okay, so let's say you look at your Bible, read your Bible about all the godly women, right? They left mom and daddy and went with their husband. But our society is, they want the husband to be married to their mama. They want the mother-in-law running the man's home. Let me say it again. In this society, the woman expects the mother, her mother, his mother-in-law, to run his house. Instead of letting God lead him, and God puts him where he wants to be. See, God's calling in your life is contrary to the world. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. So when we sit out here and we talk about stuff, about the gospel and the truth, and lay it on the line that, you know, it's faith alone and Jesus alone, you got some in-law that's a works-based person, they'll never listen. It's by faith, people. Everything is by faith. When you get up, it's by faith. Everything is by faith. But whenever the battle is on, you're super aware, everything's clicking top dead center, because you know somebody's trying to deceive you or trick you or steal from you or maybe even kill you. So then when that person's out of your life, it goes back to peace, you know? It's like, oh, how did they pull me out of my peace? When you're away from that person, you're back in peace. When you're around that person, there's no peace. Why? Because there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Those people are not in peace because they're not filled with the Spirit of truth. They're filled with the spirit of feelings and emotions and, you know, it's got to feel good. If it don't feel good, it ain't right or something like that. All about feelings instead of truth. Truth should be leading the feelings, not the other way around. Truth should be leading the feelings, not the other way around. last July and August, I was talking about the fake reality bubbles that are all around us. And then 6 months later, somebody tried to build one around me. And it's like, oh, that's how people get caught up in it. Because it's really just the fake reality bubbles. If you just take your emotions out of it, you can see it very clearly. Just take the emotions. Just take the emotions out of it. And you can see it. It's not real. It's fake. Yeah, there might be emotions involved, but look at it without the emotions. See what happens.